spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
Kardashians.
I have met every single one.
Exposing scandals.
Because she's not a good person, but either is he.
Digging the dirt.
Is she a diva? Yes.
And finding out what's going on behind the scenes.
Yelling at cast members?
Yes.
It was a script.
Nah.
His identity is a secret.
But his stories have been proven right time and time again.
This is Enty.
Something has been missing from our lives for the last 2 weeks, and it is the soulless, vacuous world of Hollywood gossip. Enty, come on down.
How was vacation, guys?
It was nice. We've come back here. The weather is terrible in New Zealand, but over there where you are in Hollywood, it's like heat waves and unfortunately a lot of fires happening.
Yeah, you know, the fires right now are not so much in L.A. as they are in different parts of California, but I mean, we certainly, this is the time of year where they start. From about now until November-ish is when they really get bad.
I saw on the news last night, Al Gore, big climate change activist, he's like, they're getting worse and worse increasingly every year because of climate change stuff, stuff I don't know about. That's why I said stuff.
You know, the one in Northern California, it's over by Yosemite Park, I think is about to get up to 100,000 acres. I can't do that into hectares, so you guys are going to have to do that for me. But yeah, I mean, they get bad, and I've had several friends who have lost their homes to fires.
Jeez.
Over the last, you know, 5-6 years or so. I mean, so they've always been here, especially in Southern California. They generally happen after we've had a wet winter, because then what happens is the grass grows and turns green, and then we have the really hot summers, and then all of a sudden there's all the brush for them. But I had one friend who lost their house to a fire, but that was started by some kids. And then it just set off like a whole thing. And I've had other friends who've lost their homes. There was a big fire in Southern California in the winter, fall and winter of 2017. And there's some horrific photos. You know, you could see the 405 is a freeway in Los Angeles, which everybody uses. It's like 5 lanes each way. And on both sides, it was like caught on fire. And people are like, rush hour traffic driving through like fire on both sides.
Gee whiz. Well, listen, our thoughts are with you, and our thoughts will do nothing to stop the fires, but yeah. we are thinking of you over here, mate.
Yeah, something I was thinking of on vacation. I've got a pair of swimming togs with fresh prints on it, and I was like, well, can I wear these? I mean, what's happened to Will Smith? Where is he these days? What's going on?
Well, you must have bought those like 30 years ago.
I've seen them. They're shorts and like a button-up shirt. Like, I'll tell you why. No, you can't wear them because they're ugly.
They've got Carlton on it. They've got Will Smith on it. They're very
bright.
Take
the Will Smith scandal aside. It's a horrible outfit.
They're very 90s. But anyway, can I wear these shorts? What's happened to Will Smith? What's going on?
You know, the last time I think anybody has seen him was in India. He hasn't been publicly spotted, I believe, since April, other than that trip to India. So, I meanwhile, Jada's still doing like her red table talk. She's been around and everything. It feels like, hey, let's take a break. Let's not see each other for a while and then come back. There were the whole thing. There was a bunch of publicity stories that said, oh, Will's getting all these offers and people just can't wait for him to be in their movies. And you can just tell from that it is a bunch of BS, because of the fact that what's he going to do? He's going to go be in a movie. And then what's the thing is, actors are not paid for their acting. They're paid for their publicity, for their promotional skills, right? Tom Cruise is paid as much money as he is because he's willing to do anything when it comes to publicity. Adam Sandler is willing to do anything when it comes to publicity like that. So Will Smith, if he goes and he has interviews, everybody's going to say, oh, well, what happened at the Oscars? And what is this? And what have you been doing? And it would just become a really depressing kind of round of interviews and stuff. So I doubt he's getting a lot of big, big offers. I think he's doing the right thing. Stay out of sight. Let it run its course. But what he really should do, in my opinion, is make some kind of TikTok video with Chris Rock where they're doing something funny.
It seems in this day and age, for someone of that caliber to go off the grid would be near impossible, but he's managed to do it. And I saw Chris Rock did a show with Kevin Hart in New York. Did they do any skits or gags, mate?
No, and you know, Chris Rock has been pretty good about not talking about it, but people are following Chris Rock right now because he's got a new girlfriend, Lake Bell, and so everybody's, the paparazzi, been really kind of trailing him. And that's because they keep hoping, well, you know, maybe we can throw out a question and we'll get some kind of great answer that we can use about Will Smith. So, but honestly, I they could put this whole thing to rest if he and Chris Rock would just do some kind of video together that was very self-deprecating, funny. It would just, it would blow over. And Will Smith is very good at TikTok videos, and he's very good at like the Instagram videos. He was at the tallest building in Dubai or whatever, and made you know, everybody likes his videos. So this would be a good opportunity for him to do something with Chris Rock and just set it aside and just move on with life.
Jennifer Lopez, we've talked a little bit about J-Lo over the past few months, but secretly got married to Ben Affleck. And I saw a very savage tweet saying she's got two more rings to catch up to Tom Brady, the footballer. Who's, she's almost got as many rings as he has. So when did this wedding take place, and how come everyone didn't know about it?
Well, you know, because it took place in Las Vegas, I think that everybody thought that they were already married. It just, because she keeps sending out things, she thinks that she is Jennifer Lopez from 20 years ago or 15 years ago, where everybody hangs on her every move, rather than the Jennifer Lopez who millennials really don't know. Gen Z certainly doesn't know. The only people that know are the people who read, like, you know, the tabloids that are in the supermarket on the cover. Oh, Jennifer Lopez got married. How nice.
We've spoken many times. You're not a fan of Lopez. You say she's a wild diva with wild demands.
Well, I mean, just I honestly thought that she had been, I joked, but I thought this was like her eighth marriage. But then I realized that she was just with some guys for a long time that weren't really, you know, husbands. But if you think about all the relationships that she's been in, it feels like eight or nine marriages. But this is the one that she should have been in from the very beginning, obviously. But at that time when she was dating Ben, he couldn't afford her. And but they have. No, I'm serious. I'm totally serious, guys. He bought her the pink diamond ring, and he bought her the Bentley. It wasn't Ben Affleck of now, where Ben Affleck gets like $15 or $20 million. It was Ben Affleck of, you know, I might make $1 million this year, and my agent's going to take 10. The taxes are going to take 40, and she wants me to buy her, you know, basically my whole year's salary on a ring and then a Bentley, and then my mom a car, her mom a car. And it was just, it was too much. And then there was too much publicity.
Ben Affleck had to go down to Instant Finance, get a bloody loan for a Bentley. It was a not, and I see that she's, well, speaking of wild demands, she's demanded to take his last name. So she's Jennifer Affleck.
She is. She's Jennifer Affleck. That was on the thing. And I think that this relationship will last for a very long time, or, you know, until he finds some casino waitress to have sex with or something.
Oh, come on. Where's the love? Come on.
Where's the love? It's with the casino waitress.
Casino waitress. Yeah. I mean, last time when they broke up, it was a stripper from Vancouver. So this time, you know, I'm raising the bar. He's going to wait and hold out for a casino waitress.
Oh, NT with us from Hollywood. Now, quick question. Who's the most famous person you've seen since we last spoke?
Since we last spoke,
yeah,
I saw Jeff Daniels last night.
Oh wow,
Jeff Daniels. And do you talk to him, or you just see him passing?
Actually, I just saw him in passing last night. I was at a grocery store in Malibu, and he was in the parking lot talking to his dogs as he was getting into the car. And I go, "Wait a second, that Dumb and Dumber, that's Jeff Daniels." So that's the most famous person I've seen since I've talked to you, I believe. Because I haven't really seen anybody the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, I saw Jeff Daniels in a Pavilion's parking lot in Malibu last night.
Do they all do their own supermarket shopping, these people? Like, would you whip down to your version of Pack and Save and see, you know, Brad Pitt there in the produce aisle or something?
Yeah, you know, maybe not Brad Pitt, but there's a I don't know what you guys have the equivalent of, but it's Target. So it's kind of a grocery store kind of regular kind of clothing store, everything kind of store. And it used to be in Los Angeles, especially in Hollywood, we only had one, and you would go there and everybody eventually would go. There's lots of grocery stores to choose from where you may or may not see somebody, but there was only one Target. And I have seen beyond famous, I've seen probably a dozen Oscar winners in that Target.
Who's the most famous person you've seen shopping in Target?
Yeah.
The most famous person I saw shopping in Target was probably Amy Adams. I've seen in that Target. I've seen Joe Jonas in that Target. I've seen Jane Lynch in that Target.
Wow.
So I mean, I've seen tons of people in that. It's because if you don't have an assistant and you go, you know, I really need a new coffee maker or whatever, you're going to go to Target and get yourself a coffee maker. You know, it's just that's what it is. And it's 5 minutes from everybody's house if you live in Hollywood or, you know, Beverly Hills or whatever. So, yeah,
I know. I mean, well, yeah, why would you waste money on paying someone to go to Target for you when you can go to Target yourself?
Exactly. And you want to see if it's a coffee maker you like.
Yeah, exactly. Inti, also, I just want to have a quick chat with you about Thor. Is it winning the box office over there?
You know, it's not winning the box office. I believe that it's probably right now it's the sixth biggest movie of 2022. Minions is still ahead of Thor right now. I believe that Thor is about to cross 600 million internationally, and Minions is about 625 or 640, something like that. I think that it's done well, but it's not the biggest Marvel movie ever. But nobody's going to catch Top Gun this year as far as, I mean, Top Gun's probably double of what Thor is. Wow. I think they're across the $1.3 billion international. Yeah. I mean, that's really huge.
$1 billion. That is, because a lot of the actors, they sign on to the movies. I know Robert Downey Jr. did it with all of the Avengers ones, where he takes a percentage cut, doesn't he, of the overall ticket sales. Did Cruise do that with Top Gun?
Oh, yeah. He's of that, and he's totally in control with Top Gun. And also, don't forget that he's holding Mission Impossible 8 hostage, Mission Impossible 7 hostage, because he wants Mission Impossible 8 to have, you know, some things that he wants in a bigger budget. So he's refusing to finish Mission Impossible 7 until he gets the things he wants for Mission Impossible 8.
Really?
So we've got one more shot to do. He's like, I'm not doing it.
Your mission is to finish the movie. Can't do it.
You are not exaggerating. He's probably got like one or two shots left to do.
what a power. What a big dick swinging move that is.
NT, well, it's always great to catch up with you. Thanks for dishing the dirt on what's happening in Hollywood. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, you guys stay warm.